Blog Talk Radio.
Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph, and I am so happy, so appreciative that God has brought us safely through another week so we can be together again. So how is your week? The week on the broadcast is two times when Pastor Steph was phenomenal, and if you missed it, listen, you know, I always say go back and listen, and I know you will be blessed. So, how was your day? And did you bother to call anybody and let them know that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on? If you are on, make sure you check in with me. And you got Coach for Christian Life on Facebook Live. You got A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show on YouTube Live. You can jump on Blog Talk Radio. And if you can't get any internet access, oh, God has got you all set up. Just give us a call at 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358. And I want to shout out Abba Penny. Check in. Hey, how are you? Abba Vivian. Wow. In due time with Pastor Steph. Wow. Wednesday. She gives us our socially conscious segment. Have you heard this segment yet? She gives us quite a stir on Wednesday morning. So make sure you check in, because you don't want to miss her. And we got a check-in from our friend Serge. Serge, first man to check in. And, you know what? He mentioned one due time crew member, and they start coming out for woodwork. We say good evening to our girl, Tamika Evans-Jones, another due time crew from the due time we passed to death. And you can listen to Tamika maybe up to four times a week these days. Yeah, she's on our Relationship Mondays, and then she might get an opportunity to jump in on our Church Folk Tuesday. And she's a part of the Women of Worship. They rhythmic every week. And on Thursday, she's a part of our Thursday crew. And up to four times a week. So make sure you check in with us. Oh, we got to check in from none other than our engineer, our girl who brings us the switch tip. Hello there, Shanti Grant. Oh, my. So Shanti's engineer on his due time with Pastor Steph. She can be heard on maybe a Thursday, but definitely a Monday when we get the switch tip with Shanti. And always lighten us up for the week, giving us something to think about. And she helps to hold it down on Sunday night on our Block Talk Radio. Yes. So make sure you call in or dial in. And if you call her, you just might get a hello. Okay. And We got to check in from our girl, Erica Hill. Good evening, Erica.
Welcome to the Word Prayer Project. And, I mean, I got to always got to give her a shout out, the one that helps us hold it down for Facebook Live and the Coastal World Christian Talk Show YouTube Live, our girl, Anika. She's always in the back, always in the back. If it's running, Anika's in the background. Yeah, very rarely don't I use her. So we give God thanks, you know, for just giving it all to us fully all the time. You know, what would we do without all of you? What would we do without all of you? Everybody makes up this pie, and at the end of the day, we've got one fantastic group of people, God's people, and I thank you so much for joining me tonight. So, you know, before I give the evening's theme, I always like to run down what we've prayed for our previous themes. We have the first week, impactful prayer for him. Anything regarding the men, okay? Second week was our dads. The third week, we prayed for our children. The fourth week was open. We prayed for any and everything. The fifth week, we prayed for moms. Sixth week, we prayed for the husbands. The seventh week, we prayed for our siblings. The eighth week, on mental illness and depression. The ninth week was self-care and treatment. The 10th week, we prayed for family. The 11th week, we prayed for the sick. The 12th week, we prayed for service workers, anybody who services our needs. The 13th week, we prayed for toxic habits, people, places, and things, okay? Then we prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus. Then our 15th week, we prayed for fire victims. We have our 16th week where we prayed for the crime victims. 17th week for our friends. Last week, which was our 18th week, we gave a word of thanksgiving. And we have been so blessed because as we go into these weeks with these different themes, it's fantastic. We get really, really wonderful prayer requests. And we have come to our 19th week. Can you believe it? Our 19th week tonight, we're praying for kindness. Now, I got to tell you, when God gave me this theme tonight, it just all kind of things just was going through my head, just thinking about how we don't treat one another as well as we should. I think about how impatient we are with one another. I think about how, you know, a lot of times we're thinking of ourselves before we think of one another. I just, all kinds of things just started going through my head. And I want to go over some scripture that came to mind. And, you know, if you want to jot them down, I say let's get that done because, you know, we are always recipients of God's kindness. Do you realize that? Do you realize how kind God has been to each and every one of us? But when we need to be kind to one another, it's such a challenge. It is such a challenge to get this done. And when you think about it, we shouldn't be having these kind of challenges. Because when you really assess the level of kindness that we need to have, in actuality, it's really nothing. We just have to learn to be more patient. We just have to learn to love differently. We just have to learn to just think and remember on how God has been so kind to us. And if we think on that, then there's no way in the world we won't be jogged and jolted into being more kind to one another. So if you know that in your heart you could be a little more kind, then send me a prayer request, 347-285-7777. Again, that number is 347-285-7777. Right, I got it right here. If you send it, I'll see it and I'll relay it. And when I'm reading off the prayer request, I will definitely include your prayer request. Okay? You know, having spoken to so many people recently, you know, everybody's so tired of one another. Everybody's so impatient. Everybody's so worn out. And it still doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be kind. Who told you that? Who told you that when somebody got on your nerves, you can, you know, just be mean and impatient? And put my glasses on so I can see what you all are writing. And, you know, I want to go over some scripture. Ephesians 4:32, the Bible tells us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And that's what we just got finished talking about. Okay? Just being forgiving. And forgiveness is a level of kindness. So, you know, what does God expect for us to do? He expects for us to be kind and tender-hearted, and it's not a, let's say, how can I say it? I always like to say it's not, there's no contingency. You know, what are we offering to God? Because remember, the Bible tells us that Jesus said, when you didn't feed me, when you didn't clothe me, when you didn't visit me, you know, I really I took exception to that. And the disciples were like, well, wait a minute, when did we do this for you? And he said, well, you didn't do it for your brother. You didn't do it for me. And that's something that we need to make sure we pay attention to. Because how in the world are we going to show God's love when we are so impatient? When we don't show people kindness? Okay? Let's see what other scripture I can come up with. Ooh. How about this one? But love your enemy and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Now think about how many times you've been ungrateful and how many times you've been evil. And that was taken from Luke 6:35. These are the things that God is expecting from us. And when we miss the mark, we don't only mistreat one another, we mistreat God. We mistreat Jesus. Yes. Yes, it's not past the step saying it. Okay? Pay attention to what the Word of God is saying. I'm just a message. I'm just relaying what the Word of God is saying. Okay? So let's just make sure that we focus on the Word of God. When people are really being challenging and they're being hard to love, and let me tell you something, past the step knows about it. Those who are hard to love, trust me when I tell you, it is, you don't want to be bothered. You don't want to be bothered. But what I have found is the Lord is challenging me. He is challenging me to show love, show kindness, despite their treatment toward me. And let me tell you something, that's how you really show love and kindness. When you can look beyond what people are doing to you, oh, let me tell you, and you're going to do it without bragging.
You know, you're not gonna do it where it's up in somebody's face, and you're always talking about what you do, because God says what you do in secret, I will reward you in the open, in public. And that's what we want. We don't want God to smash us in public, because he can and he has done it. So, you know, I like to think about the verse when I think about kindness that says, you know what, it's easy to love those who love us. But oh, when it comes to those who are challenging, when it comes to those enemies, when it comes to those who mistreat us, then guess what? Then guess what? That's what God is looking for. That's the kindness that God is talking about. When we push past all of that stuff that's going on in our mind, all the hurt that's going on in our heart, and we just don't focus on that. He says, when your enemy is hungry, feed them. That's being kind. When your enemy is thirsty, give them something to drink. That's being kind. Because in doing so, you need cold over their head. Oh, I got to check in from my girl. Kimberly. Oh, my sister, I love you. I thank you. Welcome. I got your card. The big card, and you know, again, look at wait, and it took me a while to publish the post regarding my mom, but I was missing. I was missing something. At the broadcast, I was missing from Facebook, and I felt that I did owe everyone an explanation. So I had to put out what had taken place with my mom, and that is what she did to me from any pregnancy. And she reached out, and she did ask for the object, and you know, the business. I gave it to her, but didn't really think about it. And when I, a couple of days ago, going through some mail, I actually came across a card. And I was so blessed. I was so blessed to receive an extension of kindness from her. She didn't care that we had never met in person. She had never cared that, you know, we haven't been buddies like that, but she saw the need of her sister, and I thank you so much. And this is exactly what we're talking about, just extending kindness to one another. Just extending a level of kindness to one another. When someone doesn't deserve it, when someone is not expecting it, but just taking the time, she took the time to go choose a card, put the postage on it, buy it, mail it, and what a blessing. So thank you so much. And, you know, the extension of love that has been shown towards me and my family during this time of bereavement, it has been phenomenal. And I always tell people, oh, you know, you're such a good friend, Steph, and, you know, oh, you know how to, you know, treat people, and I have to say, I don't take any credit for that. I give the glory to God, because he has sent me the best example of what love and friendship and kindness is. Shown me firsthand, up close and personal, what it means to show love. And there doesn't have to be like this whole fanfare. It doesn't have to be any level of like a whole lot of money. It just doesn't. And I give God thanks, because I just follow what's been done to me. And I have to tell you, some of the stuff that has been done during this past month, because it's been a month
yesterday, 2 days ago, since mom passed, just watching everyone, feeling the love, feeling the kindness. You know, I'm looking at some other scripture. I'm looking at Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on then as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. That was Colossians 3:12. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. I got a shout out to, you know, I call her my auntie, Sheila. She is a neighbor who lived in the building where my mother lived, and she's always, again, kindness. She always was so kind to my mother. She would check on her if she was in the hospital. She'd collect the mail for us. You know, she would always knock on the door and tell your mother, open up the door. It's me knocking at the door. Always contacting us and letting us know that she was on, you know, on the case and always looking out for my mother. And Sheila, I love you for your kindness. I love you for just extending love beyond words. And you really have been a blessing to me and my family. And I can't thank you for the love and kindness that you've given us. And I pray that, you know, it all comes back to you abundantly. Thank you so, so very much. And a virtual hug back to you. We got a check-in from our Pastor Kim. Another two top crew member. Hey, Pastor Kim. Woo! We had some blessed meeting face-to-face this past week. And when I saw her, she was sweet as gold. And she's priceless to be around and with, all the way from Michigan. She came to see about her family, and she just dropped by and spent, you know, a day and a half with us. And I felt like so full, like she had spent the whole week with us. And, you know, I give God thanks for you, Pastor Kim, for coming through and spending time with us. Oh, it was such a pleasure. And I got to say, you know, I'm so blessed. These people are so kind to me. Oh, my goodness. They're so kind to me. I think about, you know, Tamika, and she just calls, and she'll just pick up the phone, and she'll just say, you know, I want to pray with you, or can I pray with you? And, you know, what kind of kindness? You can't even put this kindness into words. You can't put this kindness into words, because you can't say thank you enough. And kindness is not necessarily what comes out of your mouth. It's what you do, even in a quick moment. And I remember just when I first got the blow, you know, of mom leaving us. You know, they were on the ball, man. Oh, my gosh. They were on the ball. The two-time home on the ball. Sheila, everybody was just pouring. Like I said, Kimberly, everybody was just pouring in. And Pastor Kim, you are loved just as much, if not more. And, you know, we're here tonight to talk about kindness. Give me thanks for God's kindness, you know, to us, his loving kindness to us, and how he sends us love through people. He uses his people to bless his people. And I tell you, just amazing. And if you have a word of thanks, or if there's something on your heart, or you see something missing out of someone's life, you know, please, you know, get that prayer request in 347-285-7777. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
get the, you know how I like to say, come on in the room, come on in the room. Get that prayer request in. We're going before the Lord tonight, giving him thanks for the kindness that he has extended to us directly, the kindness that he has extended to us through others. And, you know, that's amazing. Amazing. You know, God is an amazing God. He continues to show us how much he loves us. And you don't sleep on God. Don't sleep on God, because God is working with your back turn. God is working when you sleep. God is working when you misbehaving. God is working when you ain't paying him no mind. God is working when you're praising him. God is just working. He is working. But we don't even deserve it. God is working. So come on in the room and let's give God thanks for all the times when he's working and we haven't even deserved it. Think about that. When we were just pushing him off and pretty much telling him, go away. I don't want you. I don't need you. I'm not thinking about you. But yet God was there. He never left our side. That faithful God. How many of us have been as faithful to him as he has been to us? All right, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Let's get this going. Call a friend. Tell a friend that we're on and we're praying and we're holding hands and we're holding hearts. You know I like to say that. We hold the hands and hold the hearts. Come on. Come on in the room. I'm inviting you. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. I'm mad because we just did a shirt that Shatish just ran for me. First one got messed up. I had a big old hole in it, and I couldn't wear it. And I can't show it to you today because I'm not in. I can't, you know, move the camera around or whatever. But man, Pastor Kim, my sister Kimberly, we got something for you to go on live with. Oh, you only see in the top part. You only see in the top part. Wait till I reveal the whole thing. What a blessing. What a blessing. So we want to welcome all of you in here. I'm going to give this number because I'm getting ready to start reading our prayer request, and then we'll go into our actual prayer. 347-285-7777. And you're so right, Vivian. We could never, ever give God thanks enough. We could never show God the kindness that he's shown us. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We all for a thousand tongues. We just could not give God the thanks he deserves. We couldn't. We couldn't. We could not. So I just want to, you know, take the time. You know, Galatians 5:22, I want to read this verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Ooh, didn't we just shout God out? Two of those things that just said how faithful God is and how kind God is. God is never going to require us to do something he has not already done. Oh, I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. God will never require us to do anything he has not already done. If you know what I'm talking about, I need you to type a big amen up in the comments. Come on. Come on. Come on. God has never asked you or required you to do anything he has not done for you first. Now tell me I'm not right. Let's give God the thanks right now. Come on, come on. Come on with my amen. Come on. I know that there's more than just one amen going on. God is so, so kind. He is so kind that each and every time we read something in this word that God has for us, that God wants us to do, he's already done it. Ooh, y'all know how I get, y'all know how I get, y'all know how I get. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. He has already done exactly example. He wants us to be kind tonight. He's asking you, what level of kindness have you been exhibiting? Come on. Come on. What level of kindness have you been showing? Now, you have to ask us the rhetorical question of, what kind of kindness have I shown you? Oh, I have been an example to you. Now you show my people how kind you can be. Just take some of that kindness that I gave you and let it rub off on somebody else. Let that time that I have given to you come over. Oh, just let that loving kindness that I have given to you be poured in. Can you imagine if each and every one of us took the time that God gave us and then gave it out? What kind of world would this be? Instead of worrying about what he did this to me or she did that to me and I can't, because you know I can't get past that. You know, anybody did nothing to me greater than that. Oh, no. You know, I can't get past that. Ain't nothing bigger than that. No. Think about the offensive, your offensive, and look, the offensive, the charges that God has come for us to do. And if he ever shut down on us, where would we be? Oh, where would we be? So come on in this room. And I need you to send me a prayer request, 347-285-7777, or just say thank you. I want to thank the Lord for the loving kindness that he has shown me. Thank you. I want to send a shout out to Acilia Walker. Thank you so much for joining us today. We can't thank you enough for being here. We can't thank you enough for just showing us your kindness and joining us today. Thank you. God has been so good to me. Praise him. Amen. 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 Again, over 1,000 times, we could not say thank you enough to God. Because that's not just Sheila's, her praise. That's every one of our praise. God has been good to every single one of us. And we need to be about God's business and helping to draw people to Christ. That's our job, to disciple. Well, how are you going to disciple if you're not kind? You want to disciple somebody with a frown on your face? I had a lady ask me in church one day. She said, you know, I get up in the morning, and, you know, I'm just not a morning person. And when I leave the house, I don't have a smile on my face. But every time I walk past somebody, do I have to smile? Yes! Yes! Do we ever wake up to God's wrath? Oh! Oh! Do we ever wake up to God's wrath? Oh, guess what? I know the answer is no. You know how I know? Because the Bible tells us every single day, every day, we bring up to God's brand new tender mercy. Now, if God got brand new tender mercy for each and every one of us, despite what we did yesterday, Come on. Oh, I got my brother Al in the room. I love you, Pastor. Remember? Come on in the room. You can hear Brother Al on Mondays. You can hear Brother Al on maybe some Thursdays and Fridays. Yes. So you are blessed. You don't even know who you're in the room with. Oh, you're in the room with your prayer partners tonight. Let's get these prayers going. Let's get these prayers of thanks going. 347-285-7777. Nice and easy. We can give you an easier number. You ain't even got to remember the back four. Everybody got a 347 number these days. And all you got to remember is that little 3285. That's it. 7777. Call a friend. Right now, there's one person, let's just take a quick pause. There's one person that each and every one of us knows that could exemplify a little more kindness, or we can reach out tonight and show that we're kind, we're being kind to someone by helping them learn about the Word Prayer Project. Everybody can stand to pray a little bit more. Everybody can stand to get another prayer in. So guess what? Be kind. Reach out. Hey, Mary, we're praying about kindness tonight. Oh, go on Coach for Christian Life Facebook page or Coach for Work Christian Talk Show YouTube Live page. Go into Blog Talk Radio or Coach for Work Talk Show. Dial 516-387-1358. Join us. Come on in the room with us so we can pray for one another. We can give God thanks one another. Think about all the praises that are going up when we start praising God. Think about it. So come on, I'm about to start reading these prayer requests, and I don't want to miss yours, okay? So please, please don't let me miss yours. I want to make sure I include what you want to say to the Lord tonight. And listen, it could just be a thank you, God. What does Sheila say? God has been so good to me. Praise him. Nice and simple. Nice and simple. Ain't got to be nothing big. Brother Al says, thank you, Lord, for all the kindness you have shown me, and please continue to keep me. Oh, that's a prayer request right there. Oh, please continue to keep me. You know what that says? That says that we're not taking God for granted. We're not assuming that we're just going to be in good with God no matter what's going on. So come on, come on, come on. You can send a prayer request in just like that. Okay? All right. So, let's get this going. I'm going to read our prayer request. And again, like I said, 347-285-7777 is the number that we are going to use tonight to send our prayer request in. And we're going to start with, I pray that I will be able to continue to show the attributes of Christ despite the way that others treat me. Amen. That's what we're trying to make tonight. That despite what people do to us, we need to make sure we give them kindness. Show them kindness, why? Because that's what God's been doing with us. All right? Ooh, the prayer request is in. All right. Prayer for myself and my kindness to my parents. I need God to work on me, not just showing up for them, but showing kindness to them as well. Praying for my kindness at work, kindness towards the kids as well as my coworkers. Praying for my kindness towards strangers. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Come on in the room. Come on, let's get those prayer requests going. Let's support one another. Let's hold hands. Let's hold hearts tonight, okay? Praying for people in this world who's just not kind, no matter whether they have a good day or a bad day. I pray that God opens their eyes and sees that a little kindness can go a long way. Praying for myself that I can be kinder to myself and others. Amen. You know, that's a big thing. Be kind to yourself. Because the Bible says do it to others as you would have them do it to you. And if you don't treat yourself kind, how are you going to treat somebody else kind? Come on. Just look at how God treats us. Look at how God treats us. And duplicate that. Yes, you can. I don't want to hear how hard it is. Oh, they didn't do this. No, we walked that trail tonight. Tonight, that day. Come on, let's make that commitment. Tonight, we're going to make that commitment together. Come on, together. Together as one. We're going to make the commitment to love one another despite how we're treated. We're going to make that commitment to be kind to one another despite how we're treated. And that way, when God looks at us, he'll have a smile on his face. Ooh, amen. Amen. I'd like to pray for a heart of kindness towards the customers and passengers at work when I go back. Also towards those around me, close near to my heart, and for my co-workers and supervisors. Amen. Amen. Oh, we got to check in. Oh, another new time crew member. We got to check in from our Pastor KL. Welcome, Pastor KL. Tonight we're praying about kindness. How kind are we to one another? Are we putting our own feelings and needs aside to love one another? I got a lot of prayer requests. Come on, send those prayer requests into 347-285-7777. All right? I'd like to pray for my heart that God continue to clean out the things that are not of Him so I can better hear Him and do what He calls me to do as a representative to show that kindness and love to those around me and who He allows me to meet. Amen. Amen. Praying that people remember to be kind to all social and public workers who have integrity in their jobs to offer those services to the public. Amen. Amen. We got to take care of those who take care, you know, who take care of us. Remember a few weeks ago, we prayed for the service employees, the service workers. All right? Come on, come on, come on. Oh, we're praying that more people will remember how important it is to be kind and to think of others first for better community. Amen. Amen. Prayer for those who are blessed and privileged to have children, to show and exhibit kindness to those children so that they will turn and grow to also be kind when they grow to be in this world. Amen. 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 Praying for kindness, that God will increase my patience, purify my view, remove my fear and anger so that I can be kinder to people's needs. I pray God helps me to see beyond the surface with my kiddies at work so I choose kindness instead of sternness at the appropriate times. Amen. Amen. Praying for the kindness of our children. It seems bullying is becoming a thing younger and younger. And I pray that God increases the kindness in our little ones. I pray God touches the parents and families of these little ones so they see kindness everywhere. Amen. Because remember, hurt people hurt people. And a lot of times bullies are being bullied. And that's all they know. And unfortunately, that's all they will turn and give. Okay, so we need to keep them lifted in prayer. Praying for the kindness of my church family. Praying God stretches our kindness so we can continue and or increase the kindness so we show others in our lives, especially those that challenge us in different ways. Amen. 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 I'm praying for my kindness towards myself. Amen. Learning to treat God better teaches me how to treat me better. Asking God to teach me how to be kind to the ones He is sending to me to minister to. Keeping in mind Jesus' unconditional patience with me during my stupidity. Praying that I can be the light in the world that can lead by example by showing kindness to the nobody. Just like Jesus showed kindness to me when no one was checking for me. Amen. 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 A lot of times we get a little too big for our britches. Yeah. We think that it's all about us, but it's not. Praying for Darrell, Michael, Erica, Brianna, and Patrice. Praying that God raises the kindness within them for themselves so that they can make room for the love God is showing them. Asking God to open their hearts, eyes, ears, and minds to His love, mercy, and grace that He never stops showing them. Amen. Amen. Praying for my kindness towards myself. I am very hard on myself. I also pray that God reveals if I am lacking kindness in any areas of relationships that I believe I am fine in. Amen. It's easy to think I'm doing okay, but I would like to know the truth of the matter. So I pray God can open up my eyes and show me any areas I am lacking. And that is a huge prayer. Huge prayer. Amen. Asking God to help me make sure I'm showing kindness through the ministries He is trusting me with. Praying that God is seen, heard, and felt every time I work through Him. Amen. Amen. You see what I said? You know, these prayer requests really stimulate me to really go into deep prayer. Thanking God for the kindness from the Seventh-day Sabbath Church of God, Church of New York, who has been such a blessing in my life from day one till now. Their level of kindness, love, and generosity has been a driving force to help me be a better Christian with examples, especially my immediate church family in Jamaica, Queens, who have grown to be so important to me. I desire to continue to pay that level of kindness back to each of them and forward. I pray that God continues to bless each and every one of them. Amen. Amen. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. We're praying for kindness tonight. And I would love to be able to read your prayer request. 347-285-7777. Okay? Thanking. Praying that Mariah continues to have a kind heart. Praying that nothing or no one turns her little heart upside down in school, at home, or anywhere else God allows her feet to go. Praying that God blocks her from internalizing any negativity that could interfere with her peace and kindness. Amen. 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 Make sure if you know someone who you want to extend kindness to tonight, I don't care if you gave them $1 million, it would not be more than you can do by plugging them into a word of prayer. So reach out. Reach out and be kind to them and let them know that we're holding hands and holding hearts here tonight and we're being kind to one another. And tonight we're all making a declaration that we will be kind to one another, to others in our life, you know, because we didn't think about it that way. You know, today God has listened to these prayer requests. God has shown, you know, a brand new way that I should be thinking about it. And guess what? I'm going to walk in that tonight. Today is going to be the first day I am going to walk into it tonight. Tonight is going to be my first day. Come on, make that declaration. Tonight, I'm going to think of people differently. I'm going to start praying for people differently. I'm going to start showing kindness differently. Amen. Thanking God for the kindness He has taught me to show my sisters, teaching me how to lead by example and how patience, compassion, empathy, and kindness to have the day over my words and actions. Amen. Thanking God for always showing love and kindness to me no matter what. Thanking God also for showing love and kindness to our children and our grandchildren. Amen. Thanking God for our pastor who's always kind, loving, and compassionate to us and always, amen. Praying for my biological family and that God would reach them, that God would teach them to learn to be better and show kindness toward each other, to better consider their words, which may hurt one another. Amen. Amen. Here's another prayer request from Sheila. Please let the world become happier, safer, and Russia and U.S. and Ukraine be happy and proud harmony, Sheila and Nicole. Amen. Amen. All of this stuff matters. And it's going to take us as people of God, as children of God, to really lift this world up in prayer. So get ready to open up the communication between us and God formally, and please don't hesitate to lift up anyone or anything before the Lord, and please feel free to send in
347-285-7777. And I pay Stephanie, I love you so much and all that you and your family do. Amen, amen, amen. Who is that? Let me know who you are. I don't know that tag, that name, that screen name. I would love your welcome. Thank you. Only by the grace of God can I even do what I do. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the shout out. And you're welcome. I love you back. Who am I loving? Tell me who am I loving. All right. Let us go for the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, giving you a special, special thanks for being so kind, so loving, so giving, so good, so faithful. Thank you. All for a thousand times we could not say thank you enough. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all of the hands and the hearts that are joined here tonight, God. For the ones who have returned, for the ones who are here for the first time, God. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that the kindness is just eking through the internet. That they are feeling the kindness that's in the room, God. All the prayer requests that have been raised, dear Heavenly Father, are here to pull us together, God. Help us see that we need to be kinder to one another. And for those who pray, God, for them to be kind to themselves. Amen. Amen. But that's the one thing that we're lacking, that keeps us from being kind to one another. That we can't be kind to ourselves. God, we're still beating ourselves up over something that we did 15 years ago. God, we don't know what forgiveness is, even when we have to forgive ourselves. But Lord, we're asking you to just turn it up, God. Turn up our awareness. Turn up our awareness, Heavenly Father. That we recognize who you are in our lives. That we recognize how kind and good and gracious you've been to us, God. That no matter what we've done, you have Your kindness now shows us. And there's nothing we can do about it. Nothing. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for just hugging us with all that we need to be hugged by the night when it's lonely. And the phone calls are not coming in. And there's no knock at the door. And the children are asleep. And the friends are going to bed. How do you wrap your kind arms around those families? Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for just knocking on that door. Oh, how kind you be. And knock on that door, God. Nobody else paying us attention. When we done made somebody mad and they don't want to talk to us no more. And we bringing their phone, God, and knocking on their door and they're not answering. When we're sending messages and we're texting up and they're not answering. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you because you're like a fine God. You answer us. You answer us all the time. Thank you, God. You're answering us right now. As much as you tell us and warn us that we can do something that will separate us from you, God, you still hang in there with us because you're kind. Thank you, God, for being kind enough to give us food, to give us shelter, put clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. Give us love from friends and family, God. You provided jobs and cars and extracurricular activities and extra money, vacation. How kind have you been to us, God? We thank you. We thank you for that. Because I always acknowledge the fact that you didn't have to do it, but you did. Thank you,
God, as Sheila said, he's been so good to me. Oh, praise him. We praise you tonight, God, because your kindness is everlasting. Your kindness washes out so much, God. Thank you. Thank you for waking us up each and every day with tender, loving, brand new mercies, God. When we didn't went to bed mad at somebody, when we didn't cut somebody off, you woke us up with brand new mercies. God, you started wiping the slate clean. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being so kind that you let the kids go to school back and forth and they come home fine. Thank you, God, for being so kind that you let the children in the house run and stuff and we got home fine. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, when the kids were out with somebody, you tried to get them to do something, God. Thank you for being kind. Thank you, God, for how many times you have rescued the children when they hit them. But your kindness prevailed. And you brought them home safely. Thank you, God, for when we weren't kind and we were short. And we were impatient, and we were hateful, and we were unforgiving, and we were unappreciative and unfeminine and ungrateful. And you, thank you, God, for being so kind. We should have been fired on that job. Maybe it was two or three jobs. God, you were kind because you put a little softness in that boy's heart. Thank you, God, for being kind when we were just rude and nasty to someone else. God, for being kind enough to wake us up today to hear and be reminded of how kind you are and how kind you are. Thank you, God, for being kind when we should have gotten into that car accident. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for being kind when we got up in that plane and it should have come down. But all your hands held it up in the air. That airplane was suspended by your hands. God, we should be on our sick bed and dead. How many times have you told us yes to be kind, God? Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God, for being thank you, God, when we were here, God, we so glad. Unforgivable, but you add on the side of the kindness. Thank you, God, when our children should have been born or disabled, but you were kind enough. When we were pregnant and acting up, for those mothers who use drugs or drink or smoke, but just simply didn't take care of themselves. How you were so kind to give them a hand. Oh, my God, I go on all night. All the bad requests that has been admitted to you, God. We know you're hearing us and we know you're answering us and we say thank you. We say thank you, Father, for all that you could have held away from us, but you did it. Lord, I want to lift up another request for my three kids and my family as a whole and this world, that we love more than we hate one another in this life. In Jesus' name, amen, God. And we're just going to thank you. We're going to thank you one more time before we go. For your loving kindness, God. Oh, God, everybody, just lift your hands. And let's say thank you, God, for being so kind that you allowed me to lift my hands God. Come on, come on, come on. If you're in this room, just take the moment to lift your hands to God and give God a word of thanks for being so kind. When I should have failed the test, God, I passed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being so kind. When I shouldn't have been able to pay that bill, thank you, God, for being so kind. God, when I should have been hungry, those hands still should be lifted up. When I should have been hungry, God, knocking at my neighbor's door, you were so kind that I found $5 in my pocket, God, wrapped up in some tissue and almost threw it away. When the neighbor knocked on the door and said, girl, I made a little extra chicken. Do you want some? Oh, thank you, God, for the time when the phone was supposed to go off and I wouldn't have had no way of my children reaching me, God. But you were kind enough for my girlfriend, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my coworker to pay the phone bill for me, God, to keep it going for the next 30 days. Oh, God, we just are here to you of your kind. Oh, your kindness, God, thank you, God. Oh, God, when I should have been homeless, when I goofed up and messed up the mortgage or the rent money, God. Oh, but you kept the roof over my head. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. When I cheated on my husband or my wife, forgave me, God. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for being so kind, God. Thank you when I was mad at my husband. I let him go to bed hungry because I wouldn't give him no food. But you came back the next day and you provided. Oh, thank you, God, for being so kind. Thank you, God, for being so kind. God, you just show us the love on a continual basis. Thank you for being so kind. And again, with all of our tongues put together, and multiplied by God, we still cannot begin to be the highest of God. Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. I thank you all for joining us tonight, holding hands and holding hearts, and just loving us all one another. I want to thank you for all of you who came on for the first time. I pray that you just continue to make it your business to meet us here at 9 o'clock every single Sunday as God spares our life. Thank you. I want to make sure to invite you to It's Due Time with Pastor Seth on Monday mornings, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, Thursdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And if you cannot catch us live in between 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., it's all right. We're on demand. You can catch us on Spotify, on Amazon Prime Podcast, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Podcast, on iTunes. Oh, amen. God has shown his power that even if you can't get his word in between 7 and 9, you can get it 24 hours a day. You could be walking the street. You could be driving. You could be taking a bath. You could be bathing the kids. You could be cleaning up. You could be cooking. You could be doing whatever you want to, and you can get your word of God in. Ooh. Ooh. So please make sure you join us. I promise you, you will never experience anything better than that. God is good. He is so kind. I am the host of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And look at that. God don't hold back his blessings from me because I'm ministering. Boy, we are receivers. All and all. Please don't let me fail to mention the switch tip. Number 93. God spares tomorrow at approximately 8:30, 8:35 a.m. Come on in the room. Thank you again. I love you, my prayer warriors, my prayer partners. There's nothing I can do without you. You are God sent, and we love you all. I love you too, Auntie Sheila. You've been a huge blessing. on. Oh, you even got Tisha on. Amen. See what I'm talking about? Just spread the love. Come on, y'all. Just spread the love. Let's remember that God is always kind. And make sure you exhibit kindness to each and every person you come across. I love you. God bless you. And God spares our life. I look forward to seeing you on In Due Time with Pastor Steph tomorrow morning. Love you.